This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know it feels like approximately forever ago, but travel back with me, if you would, to the early days of this month, May 3rd and 4th, the Tuesday and Wednesday, when the Federal Reserve, more precisely the Federal Open Market Committee, met to talk about what to do with this whole inflation thing. And look, even if you don't remember the meeting, which I get, you will remember what they voted for, right? A half a percentage point increase in the federal funds rate, trying to cool down the economy and get inflation under control, blah, blah, blah. You know all that. So why then, Kai, do you bring it up? Well, because tomorrow afternoon, we'll get the minutes from that meeting. And while they are not good book club fodder, Fed minutes, as Marketplace's Matt Levin explains, are worth paying attention to.
3 weeks after the Open Market Committee meeting, the Fed releases the minutes. And since those minutes come out in the afternoon East Coast time, Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial sometimes has to have an awkward conversation with Dunkin' Donuts employees.
You've got to explain to them that fresh coffee is better than coffee that's been sitting there for an hour.
Because she says the Fed minutes, a summary of the conversation, not the actual dialogue, are best paired with stimulants. Here's a reading.
In their assessment of the monetary policy stance necessary for achieving the committee's maximum employment and price stability goals, members...
A summer beach read, it's not. But Peter Conti Brown at the Wharton School says Fed minutes are deliberately written to be that way. It's kind of a code book.
If you know the code, then it's going to yield some insights. And if you don't, it looks like you're watching a James Bond movie and the spies are speaking to each other in a language that they intend for you not to understand.
Fed watchers are often scouring for clues that the committee consensus is more fragile than Chair Jay Powell lets on. Maybe some members want to raise rates faster or slower, or see inflation as more of a supply chain issue than too much demand.
Are we getting any kind of hint about big fissures and big fractures in the consensus that'll tell us that, you know, in the next few meetings, we're going to see some zigs and zags?
The minutes don't indicate who said what. In an era of live tweeting and live streaming, that may feel antiquated. But Bill English with the Yale School of Management says there's a reason the Fed doesn't just immediately post the actual transcript.
Then the meeting would become less of a serious meeting where people are learning from each other and potentially changing their minds.
The full transcripts do eventually come out 5 years after the meeting. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.